I'm here right now at FHL's Pantry of Hope, and it starts at 2 o'clock, but we do have some clients here now at 1 o'clock. So just want to interview them so you guys can hear the action here at Kinan Style Boys and Girls Club on Troy Avenue. So, ma'am, could you tell me your name, how many kids you have, how did you hear about this?
Hi, my name is Claudia Garcia, and I have two daughters and one baby born. Yes, I have 5 months, and it's my second time here. And my friend told me it's a pantry, food pantry here, and then I stay here. So.
So originally, where are you from?
No, I'm not from nobody, and nowhere.
But you're from?
I was in Mexico. Mexico.
Okay, where in Mexico?
It's Juarez.
Juarez.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And this is your friend. So, yes. Friend, what's your name?
My name is Lourdes Sanchez. I came in long time ago for Big Grab Food Pantry. And I have six
kids.
Oh. Two girls and two boys.
That's good.
I live in here for 10 years ago.
Okay.
My friend is Honduras.
Uh-huh.
And she is my friend.
Okay. And we got another friend here. Where are you from?
My name is Teresa Banda. I am from Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, the Guanajuato.
Okay.
Yes.
And how did you hear about this food pantry?
Oh,
More than one year you've been in Indianapolis. Okay. Thank you. Gracias. Yeah. What's your name?
My name is George. I heard about this because I live across the street and saw the sign.
Okay.
And I think it's a great service you're providing.
That's good. So you think this food pantry is needed in this area?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's none right nearby. There's several in Fountain Square, but none right here.
And how long you live in this area?
3 years.
3 years. Okay. All right. Thank you, George.
Yes.
What's your name, man?
Lisa Bruce.
And where do you live?
I live at 1728 East Troy Avenue.
All right. Now, how did you hear about this food pantry?
My friend, she goes to these food pantries, and she tells me about them.
Oh, okay. So this is your first time?
Actually, it's my second time.
Oh, good. So do you think this food pantry is needed in the area?
Yes, it really does.
What do you think so?
For people that is homeless out here and ain't got a job to get food for the families and stuff, and this is the best thing for the families and the peoples out here that ain't got jobs, ain't got homes or anything to feed their families.
Janet McDougal, and I live on Troy. And my best friend told me about the food pantry to help the people is out here ain't got no food and they're homeless and stuff.
Okay. How did you hear about this food pantry?
A friend of mine owns a my best friend's mom told me about it.
Okay. Do you think that this food pantry is needed in this area?
Yeah, they help a lot of people is, you know, can't get out to the stores and stuff like that.
And I heard that there's not a lot of food pantry in the area. Is that right?
There's not.
Where do you think is the closest from here?
This one and there's one on Thompson Road.
Thompson, how many miles is that from here? You think how far?
It's
about a mile and a half.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
St. John's Missionary Baptist Church is located at 1701 Andrew J. Brown Avenue. We heard about this through
the internet,
just searching around for some community service projects, and found it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
We brought with us today 15 girls,
uh-huh.
And we had a pretty good experience. We got here, turns out, we're the J.C. Jewels from St. John's, by the way.
Okay.
Mentoring program. For girls ages 10 to 18. Girls came in, got right to work. We were able to feed about over 100 families today. So it's been a really good experience, especially not only for us, but for some of our girls here, especially our young ones. Probably never been exposed to a community service project before.
That's
and
good.
It just feels good to be able to help others out that are less fortunate than ourselves.
That's great. God bless you.